everybody. Well, it's Mason Lightship Healing is on the date of October 7th, 2016. We're doing clearings during the program to help people out. First one that we do is the date. We'll see if the date's bothering you. So here we go. Clearing the date, October 7th, 2016. I'll count to 20 to clear it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, I'm going further because it's needed. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, there we go. Finally, that's clear. Okay. You may feel your body a little bit lighter. And let's energize the light beams on your monitor screen or TV screens or wherever you have them. You may have more than one. And to bring in peace energy to you. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. That's some peace energy. If you have a situation going on, condition, problem, something happening in your life where you're on a timeline, and the timeline normally is of darkness because the light doesn't create timelines, so you're experiencing something in duality. So that's the whole key to what we talk about, is not to be in duality. And how do you get out of duality? Well, you just be in the present moment. And that's the easiest way. Then when you're in the present moment, and your spirit can guide you. And typically, normally, most of the time we'll say your spirit will not actually talk with you consciously. You're not going to hear really a voice inside of your head. You could. Normally, you're just kind of being guided, and you have intuition. Remember, your spirit may not wish to communicate with you and duality language, because you may get the wrong information. So most people, their spirits kind of like show them the way. If you're walking down in the forest or something, and all of a sudden, you know, you're thinking about maybe, gee, I wonder if there's any flowers around, or, you know, maybe there's some berry picking that I can do or something, or I'm looking for some type of animal or something. And then all of a sudden, you find that you got to turn directions where you initially were going, and sure enough, you find out what you're looking for, and it's there it is. That's kind of the way it works. So let's do some more work here, and let's clear that incident from you. So releasing the energy of your program on a timeline that the aliens put you on. So here we go. Just see if you feel better afterwards. So think of something. And releasing that, I'll count to 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. There we go. And I don't feel like releasing aliens tonight, so I'm not going to do that. I think the time-traveling soldiers are actually, doing headhuntings right now. So they're after them, the ones that are here, that are causing problems. So the other ones are probably, hiding out. So that's what's happening now. What happened today, earlier, in the last couple of days, maybe the last month, really, but the most recent problem that we had was I probably woke up about 10 times last night, kind of restless and, not knowing what's happening. And so about, I think, 3:30, something like that, it felt like the earth was kind of going sideways and everything was turning to the right. So your body would actually be shifted to the right, maybe from your hips on, or, you know, it's kind of like watching the zombie movies as people are walking like zombies, you know, and one leg might be longer than the other or something, and you're leaning this thing to the right, being twisted. Also, we had some oxygen problems, I think, yesterday, and maybe that's a carryover today, too, where the oxygen felt like it was being polluted. You couldn't get enough breath. So once you, if you figure it out, then go on to the website and do the alien oxygen clearing, And I hope that all of you are doing the clearings for the earth to bring the earth back into balance again. So we have a couple of clearings for that. I'll just turn it over to Ann here. And are you ready? Ann, out there, are you out of makeup room?
Yes, I am, Ron. I'm all dolled up for the evening. Thank you for doing all those clearings for us, and welcome everyone listening. We may have some new listeners or maybe some people who stumbled upon our show. If so, you're listening to the Creation Lightship Healing Show with Ron Ametron. Ron is a wonderful healer. He's a light being. He reconnects us to the source energy that we have lost our connection to. Well, really, we've never lost it, but we think we have because of all the darkness and densities around us on this planet. And Ron is here to free us of all of those shackles and hindrances. So if you've not been on Ron's website or gone to that yet, it is creationlightship.com. If you would like to send a message of any kind, a question, a testimonial to Ron, you can send an email to clsquestions@yahoo.com, or you can click on that fast chat button on the BBS radio station page. So we have emails to read, Ron, and but first I just wanted to thank you for that update, because I feel that our audience really appreciates hearing what's going on in the world, and I think it always is, even if it isn't fully positive, it's positive to hear it from you, because it makes us all feel a little safe, maybe. So Ron was talking about some situations that are going on with aliens, and I want to remind everyone, in case you've missed the last few shows, and if you have a piece of paper and a pen, if you're not near your computer, you could write this down. There are three free healings that Ron has asked us to run, and they are the Environmental Imbalance Timeline Crash, the Earth Protection Timeline Crash, and the Alien to Light, which you cannot find on the website. You have to send an email, actually, to request the link for that clearing. It's also free, but it's not on the website. I know many people who are longtime listeners or listen often already have this link, and Ron has said just put in your name and then dash aliens to help get rid of, through that clearing, more of the aliens. So, Ron, am I accurate there? You want us to continue to run those three healings?
Yes, that is correct. Yeah, it may help you out quite a bit along with the earth here. So they're just somehow able to just do more stuff here. I'll do some alien clearing at the end of the program here. And we'll, the ones that want to have, to get released, they'll be checked out during the program here to see if they are able to be released out of here. So I was sort of sensing over the last week that some of them are trying to, release some of their DNA so they don't like to get corrupted and do some gene splicing to get rid of their bad stuff so they could leave here without, being, reprimanded, we'll say, for crimes against humanity and the earth. So they were trying to do some special technologies to be able to escape. So we'll just see what happens here. So, yeah, maybe about a quarter till we could release some aliens here and see what happens. So back to you.
Okay, Ron, and I'll try to remember a quarter up to remind you about that. And I just wanted to say that when we announce these things about the free clearings, again, Ron's website is creationlightship.com, we get a lot of questions sometimes. What do you want me to write? Now, I just want to say, Ron, and you check me if this is incorrect in any way, the space at the top of every healing, actually, you can type a lot in there. Now, you don't want to overdo it with a lot of details, but you can put in your own name, your address, or I don't think you need your full every detail of your address, or maybe your city or town that you live in. and then remove aliens. Or one time Ron asked us specifically to remove octopus. So you can type in what it is you need right on that name line. It gives you a lot of space. It looks like a short little thing, but actually you can keep typing. So is there anything you can say more about that, Ron? Am I correct there?
Yeah, just don't keep it, maybe put in one particular incident situation and then have that cleared. So I wouldn't run, a whole bunch of things there.
Well, not more than one thing, but for instance, on the environmental imbalance, let's say, can you put in your name and where you live and one request, am I incorrect? Is that too much?
You could try that. Sure, that sounds okay.
Okay. Okay. Yes, definitely. I understand. We don't want to put a lot of detail, too much, or more than one issue. Certainly, that I get. But I feel like also people get too nervous. Like I don't know what to write, and then maybe they're not doing the healings because they don't know how to. They think they're not doing it right. That's what I'm just trying to avoid for people. So, Ron, it is Friday night. And traditionally, that's always been the night we talk about aliens and the weird things that are going on here. So there is a part of the U.S. that I believe, and I don't live near there, but I believe is experiencing a hurricane. And three people sent us in pictures, and I believe you've seen those pictures of what's going on in the sky there. So can you talk about that a little? And if somebody who hasn't seen them wants to see them, you can send me an email and I'll send you a copy of the images.
Yeah, this is a picture of a face of an alien, I won't get too general, but you can look at it and see it. This is not uncommon for what I see out there, especially if you start watching Desert Storm or World War II bombings, whatever you see, where there's a lot of destruction, there's always alien faces that show up because they're living there and the debris forms around them. So the debris that comes up from the ground sticks to their bodies and you can see these aliens. So, you can always do a, play, pause, play, pause, play, pause if for some reason you're watching a video. Even whatever you do watching a video, do that, a DVD. You're going to be overwhelmed probably on how much they're there in the sky and in the clouds. It doesn't have to be a bomb going off. Just kind of watch the background. And you're going to notice that you'll start finding faces in the clouds. I would say you probably see 10 particular faces for each movie that you watch. And then I was watching a movie with chemtrails. I mentioned this, a while back. I'll just stab it 6 months ago. I was watching a movie, I think it was when John Wayne, and it was a simple name, one word in the title. And I think John Wayne may have been, maybe he's a few years into making movies. I don't know when he started, so I'll just say that he started at 20. So he was a little more mature, maybe at 25. I'll just stab at that age. And sure enough, throughout this particular scene, he was going into some Mexican town to find somebody, and they showed him on a horse riding, and they panned, him riding the horse, and sure enough, behind him was chemtrails. And so I believe this was probably, it's a black and white movie, I think. So just from memory, and it's just, I'll say it was like 1940 or something. So, but it had a one name title. I talked about it on one of the previous shows a while back when I saw it. I went, shit, they had them back then, too? So, yes, and there's bunches of them, perfectly know, chemtrails were like just got sprayed, you know? And anyway, it's probably about two-thirds into the movie. But he had to go across the border into Mexico, and if you happen to watch that, that's when you're going to see the chemtrail. So, I guess back to you, Ann.
Okay, that's very interesting, Ron, because I know a lot of listeners notice the chemtrails, and you do see them still on TV shows and things in the background when they're filming. And you also see flat bottom clouds even in the animated shows, which I find fascinating that people who I, you know, are probably younger and are drawing these things for the animators, they perhaps don't even know that clouds are not supposed to look like that. So they draw them with flat bottoms instead of the puffy, you know, cotton ball looking clouds that they're supposed to be. Have you noticed that, Ron?
Yes, And I even heard somebody mention on one of the programs that we had that I guess maybe as a school teacher, but when the children now are asked to draw clouds, they only draw flat bottom clouds. They don't know about the real clouds that was here when we were growing up. So anyway, that's it. So back to you.
Yes, it'd be interesting, you know, to hear from some people who, you know, have maybe only been on this planet, you know, 15 to 25 years, and that's all they know. That's a shame. Okay, Ron, so you have so much to share. Can you just maybe explain, in case we have some brand new listeners, what is going on with the images that we've been sent in by several people around that hurricane with, you know, the face? What's happening there?
Well, what you're seeing is the aliens there probably orchestrating that hurricane. So that's what I would say, you know?
Okay. Okay. All right, so I'll move on to some of our emails now. We've been asking listeners to share with us and tell us about any archives they've been listening to. Ron has been doing these radio shows since 2007, and there are a lot of archives on the BBS radio station page, so that's a really great thing to do, you know, especially if you can't make any of these shows live. You can always catch up, and you can go way back if you want to and listen to Ron. So, having said that, a listener wrote in that they were watching your YouTube videos and wanted to share. And they really got a lot out of the 2013 New York workshop that you did at the New Life Expo. That's in New York. And another one is coming up this month, as a matter of fact. So if you're in New York or on the East Coast, you can go and meet Ron live at the New Life Expo. But anyway, this listener wants to share that there was wonderful information about what happened to the humans and what happened to their spirits after the 2012 Dark Side Ascension. And she had been wondering about that lately herself, so she was happy to have the question answered. And she was wondering, if someone passes away now, or someone did that Dark Side Ascension, should we still do the spirit barcode release or the emotional release for their spirits and emotional body? And so she says that she got her answer by listening to the video, but I thought maybe you could share with us, Ron, what the answer is. If someone passes away and they were actually part of that Dark Side Ascension, is it still important to do the spirit barcode and the emotional barcode release?
Emotional one. Well, if they got abducted in 2012, is that what you're asking me?
Yes.
They got abducted in 2012. There's no hope for them. They're already gone out of here. And so anybody who has been abducted, then their physical body and their spirit are no longer left, and a clone came in their place. So, that's kind of it, what happens.
And, okay.
So there's no hope for them. They're probably already eaten. The people are up there probably in the food chain. So that's, 95% of the people living here. Now, what came back because naturally they couldn't leave the planet unattended was clones. These are a fabrication of a human. And the clones are here. That's what we have now here. So that's what we're dealing with. So, yeah, if you're thinking that somebody did go, and that's, so long ago that it doesn't really matter, But, yeah, the ones that left, they're gone. Adios, amigos. Will they ever come back? No, they're gone. They're probably in prison cells or being eaten or experimented with, and they're out of here. You will never know that. But a clone replica would be here of that person. Remember, that's the Mayan calendar. People believed in the end of the Mayan calendar. Whether that's true or not, I can't say for sure, but people talk about it. Then you talk to people who know about the Mayans. They go, no, it didn't mean that at all, So I don't know, but that was it. That was the dark side ascension. Remember, that was the new age coming in 2013. The new age, the golden age, I should say. And that's the golden age for clones. The humans, not so golden. So back to you.
Okay. Well, we had a very helpful listener write in, Ron, about what you were talking about earlier regarding the John Wayne movie. Would it have been the movie Conflict from 1936?
I think so. He only made a few movies back then. He started off like a young actor, starting out, and you could tell that. And then he got a little more seasoned, and maybe like maybe the fifth film or something had that. But it was black and white, I believe, for what I can recall, unless they touched it up, making it color. But it was initial black and white movie. I'll do some research and see if I can figure out which one it was, but it just had one word in the title. So,
I wonder if there's somewhere online that movie could be viewed, possibly on YouTube. I know if a movie, if you can't get it on something like Hulu or Netflix, sometimes people have actually posted it on YouTube, and you may have to watch it in parts or something, but you probably can see it. So maybe somebody who's a John Wayne buff knows how we could watch that.
Had a show on it. I talked about it once, maybe 6 months ago, 9 months ago or something. Maybe somebody remembers what I said back then. I'm only bringing it up because they had 10 chemtrails, and that's something messing with us, And, that kind of ties into the aliens, having, stuff in the sky. And I won't get too far into that, but whatever happens to us that we have no control over isn't good. So, back to you. It's interesting that I think somebody where I live wanted the city council to address chemtrails. And when they brought it up, the people on the board or whatever didn't even know what it was and thought the person was crazy. I know there was somebody that maybe 3 years ago, I'm just going sideways here, but somehow I heard that he was on Coast to Coast talking about chemtrails, and there's also a person in Redding, California who also was talking about how, stuff is polluted, et cetera, and aluminum and stuff that he has there. The person lived in the same town that I live in, and I guess a couple of days later he was found dead, and he was on Coast to Coast. So That's interesting. But anyway, have to do your own research on that stuff to see, you know, what's going on. But anything that you see, you know, in the sky and debris and stuff, like I talked about, just do your play pause as you see something, especially in the movies, which is what you're watching anyway, probably. And you're going to see these things all of a sudden. You're going to look at it and go, wow, what was that? And you have to go back a little bit and play it again, and then pause it and you go, wow, there's an alien face there. Or, God, look at that monster. And, wow, you know, that's kind of scary looking. Well, that's because that debris forms around the alien that's physically, maybe not in your dimension, but living here, you're cohabitating with it. And it's living here just outside of your conscious awareness. Remember, just because you can't see it doesn't mean it's not there. I think most people are like ostriches, you know. They put their head in the sand, you know, over in a hole, and go, nothing's going on here, you know. And remember, what you don't know will kill you. So, back to you.
Okay. Thank you, Ron, for all that information. We have a question. How many stress barcodes should we do after doing the death barcodes?
Well, you just do it each time you have a barcode, okay? So if you had 4 death barcodes, then do 4 stress death barcodes and call it quits. Don't look for trouble, okay? So that's all that you need to do is just do the 4.
Got it. And I want to just add and remind everyone, if you have purchased the death barcode clearing, once you've completed that, and it's a good idea to ask Ron through email how many death barcodes you have, and if you want to contact Ron about that or anything else that's personal, you send your email to creationlightship@yahoo.com. And your subject line can just say how many death barcodes, and Ron will get back to you and tell you 2 or 8 or whatever your number is, and that's how many you're going to want to clear. So, and you run it, and you run the stress barcode, which is the sort of part 2 of the death barcodes. Recently, a couple of months ago, I guess, or maybe even more now, Ron gifted us with a whole other clearing. So if you have that death barcode clearing, you've cleared your death barcodes, now you can go back in there and write in depression barcodes and keep running through the several-step process that's on there. But have what you've written at the top after your name is depression barcodes. And Ron has recently discovered that depression is more prevalent than he realized, and we have to get this depression, you know, out of our bodies. Do you want to talk about that a little more, Ron?
Yeah, everybody has depression, and that's what they're trying to do to you. So that's the main underlying energy that the aliens are trying to do is put you into depression, which means that, you know, you go through an emotional situation, and then another one comes up, and maybe you kind of, like, bypass that, and then you have maybe some trauma coming. And eventually, after you have all these energetic psychic hits from all this energy, the bottom line is that they want you to become depressed, because when you're depressed, then you give up. And then at that point, they take over your body and probably make you into a cloned replica. So they're looking for depression. And you know, all the clearings that we have on the website are there to help you so you don't fall into depression. We do have a depression clearing. So if you do feel depressed, that means that you're really down that rat hole. You know, if you had a flashlight, you probably couldn't see the end of it. So just know that if you are in depression, you want to start doing those other clearings to get yourself out of it. That's the end, most terrifying energy that they want to give you for yourself is depression. and when you have depression, then you lose hope. And that's their agenda. But hopefully you're not that far down the rat hole where, you know, the flashlight won't even show you where the opening is. So back to you.
Okay, Ron, and are all the healings on the website you have often said are to clear us of this lifetime? There are some exceptions, like on the soul family, it's past lives. But I have a question, for instance, about the depression clearing. So if a listener says to themselves, I am not depressed, nor have I ever really felt depressed in this lifetime, is it possible that you might have depression in your DNA and that it's still a good idea to clear it out, especially given what you just said, that it's a particular one where they're really getting us on?
Oh, yes, of course. Remember, you have every incident, every situation happening to you that everybody else has on this planet. You may not be having it in this lifetime, but your ancestors have had it. And since you're living your ancestors' belief systems, you do normally have that energy in you. I won't say normally. You will have it. It just may be down a ways, you know. So, like I said, you don't have to clear out dormant energies that are sleeping inside of you. They could pop up, but you want to clear out what's activated already. So, you know, and you don't want to go fishing too much to look for a problem that you may not have, because that could be, you know, causing you problems. But still, you probably have everything that everybody else has, even though you're not having that experience right now. You know, since our lifetime, maybe, I don't know what the lifetime is of people. What do you think it is, Ann?
The life expectancies, I think it's around 75 now, but I'm not sure. Are you talking about years living or past lives?
How many years past living?
Oh, I think it's around, it's gone up recently. I think it's around 75.
Okay, so we'll just say that people average no longer live after 75. Well, you may have to live to be 300 to start to activate some of those energies. So since you're not living that long, to have more of an experience, okay, remember, you're dealing with memories. So the longer you live, the more memories you're going to have from your past and the more experiences you're going to have, which will trigger and bring forth memories from your past. And all of a sudden, you could start running into some of that stuff that, you know, you never thought that you have, but you don't live long enough to have everything get activated. Is it still in you? Yes. Can it cause you harm? Typically not, because you haven't activated it. So remember, you're living thousands of lifetimes and timelines that would be uncountable. You probably couldn't count the number of timelines that you're living. You know, so just know that you're just dealing with this lifetime. That's why you do this lifetime clearing, the whole lifetime clearing, to get rid of the stuff that you encountered. And, you know, that's what I always say. Once you do that clearing, if you go out and you live in nature and don't see people, you know, and become peaceful, and you don't hear about stuff going on the planet, and you're just living in the moment and not thinking a lot about your situations from the past, then you're going to be very peaceful and in the moment, and nothing's going to really get activated in you, because nothing can get activated because you're not looking for it, or nothing's going to attach to you. So, you know, the aliens aren't going to want you if you're peaceful. They don't want to have your peace. They want to have your emotional energies. So this is what I talk about all the time. And, you know, if you finally get it, what I'm talking about, and go, wow, I better have some clearings, because I need to get this stuff out of my life. I don't want to be in duality, because you will go from one end of the scale to the other. And as you do more clearings, you know, you're going to be going, you know, just back and forth very slowly in that pendulum. And you're not going to find stuff bothering you as much. Where before, maybe in your younger life, you know, you're going from one extreme to the other. You know, it's like, you know, when you're younger, it's, you know, live for the weekend, you know, go out and party or whatever, you know. And then you get all messed up during the weekend, and you go to work on Monday kind of screwed up, you know. Or, you know, your job performance is really bad on Friday because you can't wait to leave your job. I remember we used to talk about that when I was younger. Like, you buy something, you go, uh-oh, it doesn't work right. Was this thing made on a Friday or a Monday, you know? I bought this kit and it was missing some stuff. You know, that was when stuff was made over here. Well, the people could have either be made on Monday or made on Friday. You might kind of remember that, and you know, if you're older, you know. Anyway, back to you, Ed. Did you have that in your groups you hung around with, or was it just me?
Well, I didn't ever think of that, what day of the week was something made, but I certainly know that people are very excited about weekends coming and everybody's working for the weekend. That's a song. So that's extremely prevalent. I totally get that part of it. And then you may or may not be back 100% on Monday.
Yep.
Okay. So a listener wrote in, Ron, with a suggestion, and so you let us know if this is a good idea, to have people on the West Coast and Central U.S. to do the gray skies clearing for the East Coast where that hurricane is happening. Is that something you'd like us to do?
I can't say I'd like you to do anything.
Okay.
Okay, but let's see. How do I say this here? If you live in that area or around the area where it's going to affect you, then yes, definitely do that. Okay? Because the energy will come to you, and then it will go to the earth energy around you. Now, if you, let's just say that you live in, I'll just say Utah, okay? And now you're thinking about doing a clearing for maybe, you know, Florida, for instance, where they claim that's happening. I haven't seen the news, so I kind of heard about something, but it's not in my reality, it's not in my consciousness, and it's not on my timeline, okay? So, if you, say, live in Utah and you want to clear something in Florida, then you'd want to do the earth in balance for Florida. But then it has to connect to somebody physically living in Florida in order to get anchored there. Everything goes through a body to you. So just by putting something out there, hoping that it's going to get cleared, it may not be cleared at all. But you could do an earth in balance for that particular area. And the earth spirit, you know, may take that healing energy and maybe transmit it out of the Florida area to get rid of the aliens. So I hope that's clear to everybody, because I get people wanting to clear everything. They want to clear famine on the planet. They want to clear this, water pollution, and that and the other. But is it in your reality, number one? And is it a real situation on your timeline? I was watching a program on Netflix, and two things occurred. Number one, they had a gentleman who kind of looked like he sort of had like an afro on in a sense, but, you know, hair parted down the middle, gray hair going on both sides. It wasn't an afro, but you might get an idea, you know. And he was a gentleman who is in the Obama administration, and he was dealing with, his role is, I guess, energy something or other. So he's dealing with energy. What his name is, I can't remember. I know what his face looks like, but I don't remember names. It's just, I don't hang on to names. And so anyway, but in the conversation, it came up, and they're talking about energy stuff and here and there. which was kind of interesting. He's saying, yeah, the LED lights are really taking off now. It's so much more here than it was a couple of years ago. How great that was. He probably never mentioned, or if it didn't say, and the people there didn't say, gee, are these made in China? You know? So all the LEDs are probably from China, and we're giving them the money for LED, for our LED lighting, okay? But anyway, he was talking about energy efficiency. And then it switched over. And the interesting thing was that he started talking about the scientists, and he started talking about timelines and that they exist. In he didn't use multidimensional, but he did talk about timelines, and the people on the show were like, do-do-do-do-do-do-do, you know, this is like right over their head, you know. So, anyway, that was that situation. And then the one guy was talking about, this is something, the show is fairly recent, maybe within a week or two, I think. It's some blonde lady that has no waist, and she's wearing a blue suit. And it was on Netflix, I believe, one of the Netflix series or something. But anyway, the guy was talking. It was actually two movie stars. One gentleman was black, one was white. And I don't know what the names were either. But they were talking about, like, right now, like, this one area, like, we lost half of our, what do you call it, the coral or whatever, the coral reefs or something like that, and everything is dying. Well, I was listening to something, and they're talking about that and some, I think it was Alaska that this was happening, and they had this debate like, yeah, there's no more crabs out there or anything else, and they're all dying from the Fukushima radiation, et cetera, and going on. And this guy, you know, comes in and says, I just went out there, and I caught more crabs than I've ever had so far, you know, through other years. But what are they talking about? There's no more crabs. So a lot of this could be all disinformation. Somebody says something, and they all go for it. And it could be true, but, you know, you really got to check out your sources. And if you don't get it firsthand, yourself seeing it, I really wouldn't believe all this stuff. And it still could be true. But you don't want to get yourself on these timelines. You don't want to become Chicken Little, hearing something out there and making it real. Then it is on your timeline. It may not be real anywhere else in the world, but it's on yours real. And you're going to be living that timeline. Don't do that. So for me, like I said, the hurricane that's coming or has come or whatever for Florida that I did hear about, it's not on my timeline. It's not in my reality, and I choose not to put energy there to enhance whatever is going on or make it worse. So I'm just going to be neutral about it and be in peace, and that way I'm projecting peace throughout the planet and not looking at stuff that has a problem. So back to you.
Thank you, Ron. And I saw the interview you're referring to. I saw that whole show, and it was interesting. What I do is I try to step back and just watch their attempt to manipulate us, manipulate the audience to be emotional. They're trying to draw you in to get you upset or fearful, and you better take this seriously. And, you know, it's really interesting. I really felt like, wow, I just see the alien influence there behind the words.
Yeah, the lady is the Chelsea show.
Yes.
Yeah, so I saw it like 2 days ago.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if it's a series or not. It just happened to come on, and I was kind of watching it. And, you know, anyway, that's it.
There are clips of her show, I know, on YouTube, if that's, you know, if someone's interested in that. So go ahead, Ron. Did you want to clear aliens? It is quarter of the hour.
Okay, here we go. So let's get rid of the aliens. Either way, they'll be rid of. I got to laugh. Sorry. Without the hatchets, here we go. See some headhunters out there. So here we go. Let's get rid of the aliens, the ones that want to leave here. So here we go. On to 100. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Another one bit the dust. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. Boy, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. Great. Bye. Anybody feel any changes in their bodies or their air, room? Remember, they've been taking away the oxygen. But we'll see what happens here. Anybody want to send us an email? Great. Wonderful. Back to you.
Okay. One listener already wrote in, aliens are exiting stage left. Aha. yeah, I felt like the air just cleared, Ron. I actually took the phone away from my head and put it on speaker so that my room could be cleared of the aliens, you know, just in case there were any hanging around. I think they want to, you know, I feel sometimes they're like, oh, Ron, we're here, let us go. So thank you very much for doing that. Yes, and as always, we'd love to hear from people if you felt that, how it felt, you know, just what went on for you when Ron did that clearing.
I'm going to do that again in case there's some more that want to leave that we don't know about. So maybe the good ones are pushing the bad ones forward. Here we go. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. Am I in sync with that? 20? Did I say 40? And go back? Need some help, Ann. My whole time frame got out here.
Okay. You know what, Ron? I'm not sure. Can you do 40 again?
I'll start over again.
Okay.
Start over because the whole timeline, like, shifted. And I'm in the moment.
Okay.
And I have to go back to just figure out what number I was at prior, and it was like gone. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. So I'm going to do one more of these here. This will be for alien ships that are here that are stuck here. You probably won't see them, but they're here. So we'll get the crews on the ships. Here we go. Remember, they live out of time, too. Or in a different time sequence, so they can hear my voice and do a lot of stuff every second. It could take us years to do. So here we go. Alien ships. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Oh, boy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. Great. So we'll just see what people have felt now. Oh, back to you.
Okay, Ron. So you did three clearings, and I felt a lightning the first time. I didn't feel much the second time, but then that third time, I felt like something huge left my area. So I don't know if they had just come in or they were hiding or what was going on there, but something's gone. So thank you. Someone already wrote in, a large alien left my certain body part, which had been giving me a lot of pain for the past 6 months. Thank you so much for all that you do.
Okay.
That's wonderful.
Okay.
And someone else said, my ears are unplugging due to the alien release. So that's very interesting. That's really noticing the exact effects of what's happening, what the aliens are doing to us. Okay, this is very interesting, Ron. I saw an old snapshot when I was going through my in-laws' stuff, and it was a picture taken from an airplane, and it was filled with orbs. The picture was taken in 1969.
Wow.
Maybe tell people what orbs are, Ron, in case we have new people listening and they're wondering.
Orbs sort of work with the jellyfish energy, so they connect to your body and allow the aliens to make contact with you. That's the easiest way for me to indicate that. So hopefully that's good enough.
Okay. Yeah, I see more and more of them on TV and movies now. Someone wrote in about seeing them on a certain show, and I've been noticing them more often now. And one show in particular that's supposed to, well, I think it actually is in Chicago. It's supposed to be Chicago, and they are actually filming the show in Chicago. And there are all these white lights floating around the people. It's like hard to believe they didn't take that out of the show before they let it air. I was like, what is that supposed to be? It was very obvious, so I thought, oops, those are orbs.
Oh.
So we have a couple of things about some clearings, Ron, that people have written in about. And somebody wrote, for the person who was affected powerfully when clearing poverty on the cultural heritage enslavement or cultural enslavement clearing, try the Prosperity Jumpstart Bundle. So I know our listeners like to, you know, jump in, shall I say, and make suggestions and help other listeners. And I thought this was a really wonderful suggestion. You have a fabulous healing called the Prosperity Jumpstart Deluxe Special, and it's good for 3 months. And it's $100, and it has 2, 4, 6, 7 clearings on it, and they're all so wonderful and powerful. The self-empowerment clearing, the psychic billboard clearing, the prosperity empowerment clearing, the poverty whole life clearing, and then 7-generation poverty clearing, the whole life victim clearing, and the curses, hexes, and spells clearing.
Wow, that's good.
Yeah, those are all different things that could possibly be impacting your lack of prosperity in this lifetime, and that's terrific. And some of them are whole life, which means that you can purchase the unlimited piece once your 3 months is up, for only an additional $50, and that's very generous, Ron. It's a very powerful thing and wonderful healing.
So what I do want to say is that to the show for the first time, they go, wow, I need that, you know, or it sounds good to me. Remember, if you want to have better results, you need to do the emotional clearing whole lifetime mental, and more than likely the whole lifetime fear. And, you know, do those first before you get into that clearing, because that's the energetic bodies that you're living with. Remember, you know, people normally say, yeah, planet Earth is is emotional. Well, we all feel emotions here. Well, you need to get rid of those. You need to get rid of those programs. If you don't get rid of the program of emotions, then whatever else you do, you're going to have difficulties trying to, you know, get balanced, because you have to get rid of that agenda first. So that's the whole thing that we talk about. Actually, there's other clearings too, but those are probably the major three. It might be trauma, could be one of them. Might be living in your feelings. So what body are you using? Use your mental body a lot? Are you a thinker? You know, do you react to situations and, you know, you say, man, this hurts my feelings. My feelings, you know, I feel this, I feel that. Well, that's your feeling body. That's how you're living life here. You're living in an energetic body, and not in your physical body. Remember, you want to clean out those bodies so you're living with your physical body, not an invisible energetic body that's taking you over and running your life. Oh, anything else we need to talk about, Dan?
Well, yes, we're getting close to the end of the show, so I do want to make a couple of announcements. Tomorrow at 1 p.m. Pacific time is our wonderful four-hour ascension call, where we get brought to the lightship by Ron, bi-located there for physical healings. And Ron also will charge seven containers of water to last us the whole week. And in addition, he'll do glasses of water for you. So it's a wonderful call to be on. For instance, Ron will do mouthwash water, skin misting water. If you're on the call, you'll want to have a little spray bottle to charge the water. And you can do silver water, detox water, copper water. Ron will say them. But also he'll often say, well, you can choose one to do. Sometimes he'll get a sense, oh, we need a, everyone should do a detox water, for instance, or a silver water. But other times he'll say, you know, you can choose to do a water. So you want to have seven containers ready, as well as five or six glasses of water ready. And if you're not going to be home, if you're going to go on the call absentee, which you can always do, you want to just label the things, and the light beings will charge them, because you're definitely, you know, on the call whether you're listening or not. And then Sunday is an eight-hour call, 8 hours of healing on Creation Lightship. And then consecutive Sundays, as it usually is, because Ron is going to New York for the New Life Expo workshop things, and he'll have his booth there. So that's October 21st to 23rd. So the eight-hour calls this month are the 9th, the 16th, and the 30th, and those are all eight-hour calls, and there's more information about that on Ron's website, creationlightship.com. Would you like to add anything else about that, Ron?
Sounds good.
Okay.
Well, let's do the Mind to Heart Drop. What I'll do right now for people, we'll go to the lightship quickly, and I'll put you into the gold dust room for 1 hour, so straight up on the hour. You'll be taken away and brought back here. So let's go up, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and you're all going into the gold dust room. And we're in there right now, and now we're going to do the mind to heart drop in the program, and in 1 hour you'll be coming back here. Enjoy the gold dust, everybody. The mind to heart drop is you want to do out loud, and what you do is say, I now command my spirit. You take the thoughts in my head, drop them into my heart. Now, to facilitate that, move those thoughts down to get zeroed out. I'm going to count from 10 to 1 backwards 3 times. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And the gold dust room will only work today, right now, for this particular evening. It will not work on the archives. So blessings, everybody. Enjoy your gold dust, and have a good evening. Thank you, ladies.
Thank you all. Ron.
Okay, bye, everybody.